America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And I'm going to do something right now that's against my better judgment.
Uh-oh. I like when you go against your better judgment.
Well, it's probably because I got crappy judgment sometimes. But why do so many of you get bothered by the word should? Should have. That's two words. Should have.
Right.
Why? Like, you all use it. You all say it. You all feel it. Every one of you. I've never met a human being in my life. You've done it coming off the golf course. I shot an 85. Should have been an 83. And why do you feel that way? Because you had what you feel is a tailor-made opportunity lined up for you. You never say, I should have birdied the hole when you're standing on the tee box. You say it because you hit a ball 4 feet from the pin and then you gaffed the putt because it's all sitting there for you to do the easy part and you didn't do it. So do you deserve a birdie? Did you earn a birdie? No. But you walk away and you're like, I should have birdied that. Why is it so hard for people? Why, when we're talking about a sports team, does that translate to people as like whiny and shoulda, coulda, woulda?
Right.
There's not a one of you that went to bed after those Niner games and you're like, yep, shoulda lost. That's what it felt like the whole day. I sat there for 3.5 hours and the whole time I'm like, boy, the Niners are not as good as the Rams. The Rams are just kicking their butt up and down the field. Look at Matt Stafford go, no, 14-0 before your butt was warm. And they should have won.
They should have won the Super Bowl. It's not that hard,
okay.
But it's meaningless.
Nobody said it means anything. We're doing sports radio.
I get it, Mark, but when I go to my NCGA app and I go to post my score after a round and I shoot a 91 and I'm looking at my scorecard and it's like, man, that I shouldn't have that and I shouldn't. You know what? I'm going to post at 84. You know what we call that?
I actually know people who do that.
We call that Montessori scoring.
And nobody is suggesting that.
So in a Montessori world where you get to put down whatever you feel like, in a Montessori world, the Niners are 4-1.
But you're putting actions on my hands that I'm not doing. I'm not asking for the Niners to actually be 4-1. I'm not saying that they get to act like they're where
the should lies, because yes, they should be 4-1, but they're not.
But it's a piece of the going forward analysis of this team. Like, again, you and I did this yesterday. You don't think that they're the same as the Dolphins.
No, we can look at all the 2 and 3 teams.
You don't think that. You don't think that. You don't think they're the Raiders.
But that is me looking back and also looking in the present. Looking at the present right now, the Dolphins have a problem with the most important position in sports.
Of course they do.
And they don't have a fix.
Yes.
So because they don't have a fix for the biggest problem that they have, they're going to struggle. So well, I look at the Dolphins, and if I think if Tua doesn't play again and they don't get another quarterback in there, Miami's going to wind up like the Jets were last year.
But you even got to a point in the other room before the show where you said, this was your sentence, not mine. They're the best 2-3 team in football.
They are.
Well, how does that work? Then there's no, you can't then say in the next sentence, you can't use shoulda, coulda, woulda. Or else you can't, if you're going to be mathematical about it, then all the 2-3 teams are exactly the same.
In the standings, they are.
Yes, and I've never argued that. Well, I don't argue against that.
And if you look at all the 2-3 teams in football, and you want to like look at their record over the next 12 games, I would bet that the Niners have the better record of any of those teams going forward. But that doesn't mean that they should be 4-1. You could say that, but I don't believe.
And I will. And
I don't believe in looking back and looking at things.
No,
for me, it feels like regret. And no, you know, I don't believe in regret.
It's not regret. It's contextual. It's contextual. I mean, you brought up the PFF numbers yesterday.
They're number one.
PFF thinks they're the best team in football.
And if you want to look at EPA numbers.
Which I don't agree with, by the way. But anyway.
If you look at EPA numbers, which is expected points added on offense and defense, they are in the top third offensively, and they're in the top half defensively.
So this is analytical. It's predictive. It's contextual.
All of it and
more. It's all of those things that we do when we're watching a game. Nobody texted their friends on Sunday night and went, boy, did you see the Niners get their butt whipped for 30 straight minutes in each half? Did you see the Cardinals just come in and outclass them in every single? No, nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that. So again, I'm totally fair in my mind saying that they should be 4-1. I'm not saying they should be 5-0. That's when you know somebody is being myopic, where you could say, well, they were favored against Minnesota, and they only lost by 6, and if this guy makes that coverage, and if that guy makes, that's different. They got outplayed in that game.
Right.
We can admit that. But
you can say whatever you want, and I just don't look at sports that way. And I think about the Warriors last year where they went 46-36, and many people say,
should have made the playoffs.
They should have won 50 games if it wasn't for Draymond's lack of self-control, if it wasn't for blowing 2 games against Oklahoma City where you couldn't figure out when to foul and when not to foul. And we can look at that and we can should have all you want. I just don't look at sports that way. And I look at...
But I'd argue you do.
No,
just don't want that label around you because...
I don't look at the results and think, should have. I look at 5 games and I think, were you better than the Rams for the majority of the game? Yeah. But you lost. And were you better than Arizona? Yeah, but you lost.
Sure.
So I don't look at they should be, because that for me is rear view mirror regret living, and I don't live like that.
Okay.
You're 2-3.
I'm gonna look at some of your texts.
You gotta deal with it.
Yeah.
Just search should've.
No, you didn't say that, but you said the same thing in different words.
Right.
I guarantee you said something like they had no business losing that game.
Of course, but they did.
That's the same thing.
But they did.
Yes, and I'm not arguing that they didn't.
Getting fired by Entercom in 2014.
Oh, that's not what I heard.
But I did.
That's not what I heard.
But I did.
Yeah.
And you can ask the people who are responsible for the firing, including a guy you worked with or you worked for who was sobbing in the office next to the office where I got fired.
Boy, he's a crazy person. So anyway, I
shouldn't have gotten fired, but I did.
I'm not sitting here telling you that what happened didn't happen. I'm simply telling you that it shouldn't have. It shouldn't have. If you replay all of this 10 times, it probably happens once out of 10.
Or twice, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, again, I'm not saying that the standings, like, oh, the Niners deserved better. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They deserve what they got.
Right.
But they had no business losing those football games. And I say that as we start to assess the actual roster that they have. Not the one that we're dreaming about. Not the one that we think we have. I'd argue that we don't. And so those two things, to me, they work together. You came in here, in fact, after the Vikings game. I'll never forget it because I think you're proven. Well, I don't know about proven. We're trending toward you being very right. But you walked in here after the Vikings game and went, this roster isn't what we think it is.
It's overrated.
And that was your word. And you know what? I think you're right. I think you're right. And it's not because of an assessment problem so much as it is, I think we're just glossing over a bunch of stuff that's happened. Mike Holmgren, do we respect him?
Oh, yeah.
We asked him what the problem was. He goes, it's injuries, period. The end, the conversation's over. It's nothing else. Nothing else. And I know that people don't want to do that because you're like, wait, you can't use that as an excuse. They're injured. The Rams are injured. You played that.
Seattle's really injured.
Everybody is. It's football. It's football. But I also do think it's fair to go, well, let's take all that into account and sort of think about what we think this team should be able to do with no Dre Greenlaw and half of a Charvarius and no Christian McCaffrey and pieces of Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams or Debo or Kittle or whatever. Like, yeah, it's not as good as we thought it was going to be.
Right.
I'll give you that.
And
for
this
sure.
is where I would look at the coaches, and I'm not just looking at Kyle Shanahan. I'm also looking at Nick Sorensen and, you know, Schneider and the special teams. And I'm looking at all the coaches where you know what you have. So you go into this game and Chris Conley is going to be out. Looks like Cowing will be out. Hufanga's out. Jair Brown is a maybe.
And, I thought Cowing practiced today, no?
Okay, I have him. Yeah. He might be questionable.
Yeah, no. Don't take, not gospel yet. Marcus checking.
Well, I thought I heard Cowing that is not a pivotal player anyway. I shouldn't have even mentioned him.
Not yet. Ronnie Bell became one in one game, so who knows?
Well, we had Trent Taylor on the field.
Yep.
Quote unquote returning punts, although he wasn't really returning a punt. He caught a 61 yard kick and he chose to go the fair catch route. So for me, this falls on the coaches. You know who you have available. Now you have to go out and try to get it done with the people that you have available. And if it means you don't have Dre Greenlaw and they haven't, you got to adjust. And if you don't have Christian McCaffrey and you haven't, then you have to adjust. And if that means use Debo Samuel a little bit more as a running back, then do it. Do whatever you can to go out there and win games, and they haven't done that.
Yeah. No, again, like all of the things that happened, happened. But I do think it's, I don't know, the way I would look at it is it's interesting to dive into, I guess the question being, should our expectations change? Should our expectations change?
Yeah.
At least for now. You know, that's the other thing we lose sight of.
True.
Like, if they lose tomorrow, it's over and you're not as good as we thought you were. Today, right now, I don't know what they're going to be in November. I do know that if you want to go to data, Kyle Shanahan is a wildly more effective coach in November and December than he is in September and October. That's the data. And I would argue that that's a good piece of data for Kyle. Because things do happen to all NFL teams, and adversity strikes, and you've got to like figure it out. And the Niners are in that phase right now, are they not? They got to figure it out. Put me down in the vote of I'm betting they will.
By the way, Jacob Cowing officially cleared to play for tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go.
That changes everything.
He's going to catch a bomb on the second play of the game. Gone.
And just so you
probably
know,
not.
For tomorrow and Fade the Dibber, the pick is in. And I'll save it for tomorrow.
I'm so terrified
the
of
pick
you
is
sometimes.
In. You should be.
I'm terrified of you.
You should be.
You're small in stature, but you just, you carry a big old.
Apparently I'm more impactful than most of those 49ers. And I wonder about the whole idea of the Niners in November and December. And I'm going to do the math here in the next break because I remember early in Shanahan's tenure where they were terrible. And one year they got Jimmy Garoppolo and, well, they were good
they
in November
six
and December.
All. Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know,
that's part of it.
Yeah. So
that's part of it. But no, you, Grandy, it was the football hour like 2 weeks ago. He's eating now. But but you were talking to Kyle Madsen. And I was driving through the Robin Williams tunnel, and I was bummed because went through the Robin Williams, and I popped out the other side, and you and Madsen were talking about Kyle Shanahan's numbers in the second half of the season versus the first.
Last 2 years, 13-1.
In?
After October 31st. 7-1 last year, and I'm looking at 9-0. The previous year,
the year that they were 3-5,
13-4, and they were undefeated after October 31st.
And then there's the year they were 3-5, and they finished 10-7, so they went 7-2 down the stretch.
Yeah, they went. Well, I'm looking at the loss was November 7th.
Right.
They were 3-4 after October 31st, and they wound up 10-7, so they were 7-3 that year.
Yeah.
So the last 3 years, it seems like they are pretty damn good.
Like I don't know. I think we. Is this fair? We got lulled a little bit. Last year was so outside of that middle three games. Last year, we had our feet up the whole year.
Yep.
They had that, like they lost, because forget the fifth loss. That was stupid. Nobody played.
Fine.
But outside of that, you had the three-game losing streak
yep.
with Trent and Debo out.
You came back and you throttled Jacksonville 34-3.
You lost one other game.
But not only did Christmas. You not lose, but you beat Jacksonville by 31, Tampa by 13, Seattle by 18, Philly by 23.
Double digits.
Seattle by 12, Arizona by 16. Baltimore was...
You got crushed.
Yeah, and you faced that same coordinator on Thursday. Not to tip my pick early, but you faced that same coordinator Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You beat the Commanders by 17, and then you lost to the Rams in the Who Cares Bowl
right.
by one.
So like we...
Double digits.
All of them except
for
the loss.
It was an in-and-out schedule.
I love that.
Double-double animal style.
Make sure you grow the onions. But I look at last year... And we forgot that crap happens.
Crap happens?
Almost every year. Sorry, I know that makes your mind goes home.
Think about Casey.
What about him?
Schmidt happens.
Yes, Schmidt happens.
Much better.
Every single year. And we're knee-deep in Schmidt happens right now.
There you go.
And so, yeah, it might crater the season. History suggests...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
They're going to figure it out.
The year before...
History suggests.
They were 4-4 after the end of October... And then they went on to win their last 9 in the regular season.
Yep.
And I'm seeing 2 games that were one-score games. They beat the Chargers by 6. They beat the Seahawks by 8. Arizona 28, New Orleans 13, Miami 16. Tampa, they beat Tampa by 28. They beat the Commanders by 17. The Raiders by 3 in overtime.
And the Seahawks by 8, was the clincher with the tackle at the one-yard line, if I remember correctly, right?
No, that was the previous year.
Oh, the previous
year. This is 2022 okay. Where they went 13-4. But okay. To your point, after October 31st, Halloween, they tend to be a much more effective team.
Yes. I have the numbers. Do you want them?
Yeah.
So, last three years, the
Kyle Shanahan era.
Okay.
September and October, 27-32 under Kyle Shanahan.
Losing record.
November, December, and January, generally you have like one regular season game at the end of January. This is just regular season. November, December, and January, 39-22.
It's pretty significant.
39-22.
It's pretty significant.
Correct.
Whoa.
And both those records, the good and the bad, encompass what Kyle did when he first arrived.
Right.
And obviously they were pretty junky for a year and a half.
For sure.
Yeah. So, that's a significant number to me. That's a significant stat. And so, you know, we can look at him and Baldy can call him slow and we can figure out what's going on with Devondre Campbell. Like, I think it is likely, I can't put it in ink, I think it's likely that they're going to figure something out. They've also shown the complete and total willingness that if they do get to the midpoint of the season and something ain't working right, they'll address it. They will address it. Look at their acquisitions. From Christian McCaffrey and Emmanuel Sanders and Chase Young, and did every one of them work out perfectly? No, but they're aggressive with it. I don't think that you have to worry about this team just kicking their feet up and being like, bummer, we suck.
Yep.
Like,
that's fair.
I think they're gonna figure it out.
Last 3 years, just doing the quick math, after October 31st, they're 23-5.
Dude.
That's the last 3 years.
And that's why I find...
And thank you, Grandy, for doing the deeper homework.
And that's why I also find what I'm saying to be significant and not some, like, whiny point from a toddler. Like, the Niners should be 4-1. They don't look perfect yet. This could bite them. It very well may mean the difference between one or two home games and not in the playoffs. This is damaging. I would say nothing different. But it's like, we are not at overreaction time yet. They're not awful. They don't stink. They don't all this, that, and the other. They should be 4-1.
Mm.
And they're a breath away from being that. And even without that, they're 2-3. And they've got an opportunity tomorrow night to go to a building that they have owned for about 3 or 4 years now, do it again, and you'll see their name right at the top of the NFC West when you wake up Friday morning. Take a breath and trust that November and December are coming.
Or you go on the road.
Or they fumble again, yes.
Or you realize that, you know, you're 23-5 the last 3 years after October 31st, and you realize that, well, you've got a short week. Shout out Lo Neal and short week, not short, but short with an A. And you play at Seattle. You're only a 3-point favorite. And, you know, you find another way to lose another game. And darn it, you should be 5-1, but you're 2-4. And then you face an undefeated KC team off a bye, and you lose that because it's not yet November. And then you face Dallas off a bye.
Yeah.
And you know what, darn it? You lose that too, and now you're 2-6. And so even though you're really good after October 31st and you go into the bye, now you've got work to do over the last 11 games, including a back-to-back in Green Bay and Buffalo. So all I'm saying is, I'm not trying to be the negative guy here, because working with you, I usually am the negative guy
because I could
never out-positive you.
You're damn right you
and
can.
I'll never out-negative Steiny. But we still have 3 games to go until we get to November 1st.
Sure.
That cute little stat that Grandy gave, and I gave you a even more condensed positive stat, you still have work to do, and it starts tomorrow.
No doubt. Like, you're not going to hear me say that tomorrow's not a massive deal.
Game.
And how about this for data in history also? When the Niners under Kyle Shanahan face a game like this, it usually goes pretty damn well. I can think of, and there's no data
for this. What
do you mean
a game like this?
The emotional feeling of, oh my God, you better win.
Gotcha. Okay? A you better win game.
Remember, Jimmy Garoppolo was going to get benched. He was going to get benched if he didn't beat the Rams. It's the year the Rams won the Super Bowl. They blew him off the field. I can think of, if you want to put this in that category, of last year against Jacksonville. Oh my God, you better come out of the bye and look different. Blew them off of the field. Go to the final game of the regular season against the Rams, needing a win to make the playoffs. Boom. You win that game.
Overtime, Dre Greenlaw.
Thank you. How about going to Seattle, knowing that you better win in order to clinch the division? Boom. You get that win. There have been a number of games that you go into that in theory look like, on paper, they're difficult scenarios. This is no rest, on the road, at night, prime time, division foe, all of those things. I would argue in those games, when the Niners do put that kind of energy on the game as they clearly did yesterday, it's gone pretty well. Historically.
Yeah, it has. It has. And you could look at other games that have been pretty darn important, such as Super Bowls and NFC Championship
games. I'm talking regular season games.
No, I get it. But I do think it's fair to look at other games that are equally important.
Yeah, but those are against the other best teams in the NFL. Like, this is not, that's not what this is.
It's not.
I don't think that's what this is.
It's not, but I do think that it's, you know, it's obviously a divisional game, and it's a place that is not easy to win at, and the Seahawks have, you know, had some success at home, and I do think that both teams off of a short week, and, you know, you come in there with more injuries than you would probably hope to have, and I think that this game's a little bit more of a toss-up.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.